This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We may be playing a role, but we ourselves have chosen the role, and no one else would play it the same way. Even roles we play express something about ourselves. So Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet is not Laurence Olivier's. Same text, but they have different interpretations. And so even an actor reciting the same lines, he's still expressing himself. So the idea of words being an expression of the nafs, and Allah has a nafs according to the Quran. تَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. When Allah speaks, we believe that is an expression of himself in the Quran. Now if the Quran expresses Allah, it is not the only thing that expresses him. Other scriptures also express him, and so do his creatures. So now we get into something very interesting, which is this idea of an expression. What is an expression? It is, when I speak, what I am doing is I am articulating symbols. If you speak my language, you are familiar with. So when I say, look at that tree, I don't have to look at the tree. You'll begin to look around to see the tree. You can ask me which tree. But when I say tree, an image emerges in your mind of something that has a trunk, it has branches, it has leaves. If it doesn't have a trunk, if it doesn't have branches, it doesn't have leaves, it's something else. It might be a bush. But when I say tree, that is what comes to your mind. If I say in Arabic to an Arab, tree, he'll say, what are you talking about? Ish ma'na tree. I'll say shajara. Now shajara to an English speaker doesn't mean anything. But to an Arab, he has the same image in his mind that you had when I said tree. So what is shared? It's the tree. But what else there? What is the nature of language is that it's a symbol. It is a sign that signifies something else. This is called in Arabic an ayah. So an ayah is something that signifies something else. Now, when we say that God has signs, what we're saying is there are things that signify God. There are the prophetic signs. There are the revelatory signs, but then there's the natural sign. So ayah in the Quran means, in a general sense, anything that means something else. Anything that's indicating something else. شَيْءٌ يَدُلُّ عَلَى شَيْءٍ آخر. That's what ayah means. So that's a general sense. In the Quran, it means everything in the heavens and the earth. Everything is a sign. And this is why we appointed the night and the day as two signs. They're ayatain. Al-Layl wa Nahar are two signs of what? Of God. And a sign for them is the dead earth. Wa min ayatina. From amongst these signs, dead earth. And then it's brought back to life. Nuhyiha, right? That's a sign of God. You're seeing a sign. It's indicating something else. And among his signs are ships that run on the sea like landmarks. Al-Fulk. That is on the ocean like a landmark. Ka'alam, like mountains. These are all signs. So these are signs. Now in the earth are signs for those who have certainty, and in yourself. Wafid ardi ayat. Wafi anfusikum afadatu sirun. In the earth are signs, and in yourselves are signs. Don't you see? In other words, don't you make the connection? In the same way when I said tree, you connected that with this thing that has trunk, branches, leaves. That's what Allah is saying. Don't you see? In other words, don't you see the connection between all these signs out there and all these signs in here, what they're indicating, what they mean? Now, the second narrower sense is the miracles and scriptures that are given to prophets. So prophets are given two types of signs. They are given scripture, which is an ayah, and they're given khawariq al-adah. They're things that break the normal chain of events. So with Moses, it would have been like his staff. He had asa, Musa. That was a sign. And the magicians recognized it, and that's why when they saw it, they said, we believe in his God, not in you. Because they knew. Now what's Fir'aun looks at, and he says, this is a conspiracy. That's what he said. This ta'amartum, you planned this thing. This is a conspiracy you did somewhere else. He can't believe because he's not seeing the same thing. The other is the wahi itself, the revelation is a sign. They said to the Prophet Salih, you are merely one of us who are bewitched. You are a mortal, right? You're bashar, like us. Then produce a sign if you're truthful. So they want a sign. They want signs. That's what they said to Jesus. And he said, wicked is a generation that wants signs. In other words, it's so clear. Like Lao Tse, somebody asked him, what's a proof for the existence of God? He said, you're asking for a lamp to see the sun. And that's why they say, the Arabs, they say, وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ شَيْءٌ فِي الذِّهْنِ وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ فِي الذِّهْنِ شَيْءٌ إِذَا احْتَاجَ النَّهَارِ إِلَى الدَّلِيلِ. You know, nothing will make sense to you if you need a proof for daylight. This idea of signs, which is very interesting because the essence of 20th century philosophy is semiotics. They've become obsessed with signs. It's what philosophy has been reduced to, which is very interesting that the Quran that's what it's talking about. It's talking about signs. And that's why one of the most brilliant philosophers of the 20th century was Izutsu, Japanese philosopher. He spent his life studying the Quran and wrote this amazing book on the signs, the semiotics of the Quran. Because he was just so engrossed in this idea. So now the most specific sense of the word is the Quran are the actual sentences of the Quran, which are called ayat, the actual syntactical components. They're meaning statements that are called ayat. Now, one of the really interesting things about signs, and I just want you to think about this. One of the things about people is, and everybody's had this experience, where you don't know a word, and suddenly you look it up in a dictionary, and now you know it. And then suddenly it starts appearing everywhere. And you're like, that's amazing. What a coincidence. Why does it suddenly start appearing everywhere? Because now you know what it means. And so suddenly it becomes meaningful. And before, you were just removing it from your field of vision. Now you're allowing it in because you've accommodated it into a frame of reference. Now, one of the things about human beings, if you're traveling on a trip, and I love road signs. I just got a traffic ticket yesterday in San Jose. He actually reduced it way down because I told him, this is a crazy city. And you can't, how do you get out of this city once you're in it? Because that song, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? They say he wrote it in downtown San Jose. You don't know where you are in that city. It's just crazy. And I told him, he said, didn't you see that sign? I said, no, I didn't see the sign. Why didn't you see? It was right in front of you. I said, I really didn't see the sign. They hear that every time. Didn't you see that sign? Yeah, right. You know, it's clear as day. Well, that's what the angels say to people. Didn't you see that sign? It was right in front of you. No, I didn't see it. Why? You know why I didn't see the sign? Because there was a mailman in front of me going like this. Right? You know what he was telling me? There's a cop behind you. Don't turn left. He distracted me from seeing the sign. That's what Iblis does. You see, Iblis, he's out there. You know, do this, and that's what you don't see the sign. Ignorance is not an excuse in the eyes of the law. You have a driver's license. You're driving a car. There's signs that you're supposed to know what you mean. You took a test to prove that you know what they mean. And then you're going to plead ignorance. I didn't see it. Well, you should be more attentive, right? That's what he says. So he writes you a ticket. And then you have to pay a fine. And when I said to him, look, I didn't, he said, well, hey, my job is to write tickets. That's what the angels said. My job, I'm just doing my job. My job is to punish you. It's not to, that's what he was saying to me. My job is to punish you, not to sit here and debate. You broke the law. It's an infraction. And that's my job. And I'm sorry. It's a painful thing to do if I really think about it, but it's my job. There you go. So what can I do? Rip it up? The police come. They take your car away. There's other, if you ignore the warnings, because that's just a warning. If you ignore that, there's more repercussions. It just gets worse and worse and worse. So imagine humanity on this highway. They're driving along. The first sign they see, Lustville, 100 miles. Suddenly speeds up, only 100 miles. If I do 100 miles per hour, I'll get there in an hour. That's good, right? He's going to Lustville. On the way, there's a sign, Paradise, and it's pointing that way to turn. Does he see that sign? No, because he's so preoccupied with Lustville. He can't see the sign to Paradise. And then there's another sign, Gluttony Land. So maybe he's not a satyr. Maybe he's a glutton. Gluttony Land, I'm going there. Floors it, right? Can't wait to get there to eat. So he doesn't see the sign to Paradise. Each one of these signs that people see on the road, and they can't see that other sign because they're so preoccupied with their destination. But they chose that destination. Now, if you were given a job, and this is Vanity Fair, right? I think it's Thackeray or whoever wrote it. The story of Vanity Fair, where the man was given a job by the king, but on the way to fulfill his job, there's a fair on the side of the road. And he thinks, well, I've got all the way till sunset, so I'm just going to stop and just enjoy the show, and there's some distractions, and I'll have a little fun, and then I'll go, and I'll do what the king told me to do. So he goes in, and Vanity Fair's filled with distractions, and it's wonderful, and he's having a great time, and he gets so engrossed in all of these distractions that suddenly it's sunset, and Vanity Fair is closing up, and he hasn't done what the king asked him to do, and now he's got to go back to the palace and tell the king, and the king says, I sent you in the morning. You had all day to do it. Now, is the king going to accept the excuse, oh, well, you know, I saw this beautiful fair along the side of the road. On my time? You were playing on my time? Somebody works for FedEx, but he's got a gambling problem. So he goes out in the morning with all these packages, and then he passes by a gambling casino, and I'll just go in and do one time on that slot machine. Right? Goes in one time, and then suddenly, no, one time leads to another, and then suddenly the day's over, and he suddenly goes out, and he's got all these packages that he hasn't delivered that he has to take back. Is he going to keep his job? No. So that's the nature of the world. The task is very clear, but the signs are ignored. It's not that they're not there. They're just ignored. And that's why, how many a sign there is in the heavens and the earth that they pass by, turning away from it. It's all there. It's very obvious. But that's what the Quran is saying. People ignore these signs because they don't have time for them. They're too preoccupied. They're preoccupied with their worldly things, making more money, getting that bigger house, enhancing my portfolio, bulking up my CV.